we are now joined by Martin Truex Jr., who is the defending spring race winner here at Phoenix and driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Who would like to start us off? We'll go right up here.
Hey, Martin. John Haverland with the Circuit Journal. A number of years ago when you were still at Furniture Row, I remember talking to you about this track, and you said something along the lines of, like, man, we really suck here. And then last year you won, almost won the championship here. Like, what's been the difference the last couple of years for you?
I think we just had a little period of time there where we just weren't very good here, you know, car-wise, setup-wise, and all those things. So just things we worked through, and, you know, the last couple of years, really, it's been really good for us. So obviously last year was a great we had two great runs here, and, you know, just learn more about the track. The track has changed over the years, I think, and seems like, you know, the more it's kind of aged and, you know, they started spraying and things like that, it's just kind of, you know, suited me a little bit better as well, I think.
All right, we'll go over to Bob and then up here front.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Will drivers try to use the apron today, or will they wait until tomorrow when they really have to do it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, obviously – probably going to have to do it in the race tomorrow, so you kind of need to see what it's going to do if you go down there. I think a lot of guys will probably do it today, but I'm not real sure, you know, what the cause and effect is going to be, and if it's going to tear up the diffuser real bad, that's an issue, so I'm not sure.
Cole Cusimano, Arizona Republic. John had mentioned your recent success here. Do you anticipate that you can apply any prior knowledge or experience from prior races here?
Yeah, I think, you know, understanding the racetrack and the way it's going to change throughout the weekend is important. You know, obviously they sprayed resin here like they did last year. We tested here back in January and they didn't spray it, so no one ever ran off the bottom. So really that whole 2 days of testing was pretty much useless. So understanding the track, you know, we only get 20 minutes of practice. Understand where your car is at, where you think the track will go tomorrow, so you can, you know, make the right adjustments for the race will be key.
All right, we'll go back there.
Nicholas Hodel, Arizona PBS Cronkite News. Martin, I've been very curious about everyone's personal comfort level with the next gen cars. Where is your personal comfort level at with the car right now, and how has that really improved over the last 3 weeks of racing for you?
Yeah, it's definitely improving, I think. You know, obviously just getting more experience and, you know, going to tracks we haven't been to has, you know, been a big part of that. And, you know, just the learning process. So getting more comfortable with it every week, not only from the, you know, behind the wheel standpoint of just, you know, kind of finding that edge, you know, feeling where the car wants to be, you know, figuring out exactly how the tires react. It's been a bit different. So a bit of a learning curve there, and also just learning, you know, as a team, learning what the car needs to work well in the racetrack. So lots of learning, lots of, you know, getting more comfortable. And, yeah, so far it's been good.
Cooper Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. What do you think your give-take level is going to be at the beginning of the race? You talked about the diffuser. Are you willing to maybe give up some spots at the beginning of the race in terms of not going down in the apron to kind of see how the car reacts at the beginning of the race?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you'll necessarily give up spots not going down there, but I think at some point in the race there'll become a time where you have to hold position or maybe even to improve. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure we're going to have a conversation about that here in a few minutes before practice starts and come up with a plan. You just don't know. It's too early to tell, honestly.
All right, do we have any additional questions? All right, let's go back up to Bob.
Have you been in the simulator at all for Atlanta, and do you have any idea how it's going to race?
I have not. No idea. It's going to be a small Daytona. Narrow, small Daytona. Wide open. Drafting. Oh, I'm sure it'll be different, yeah. I mean, a lot less room in the corners, so it's real narrow now, you know, so I don't see it being three wide in the corners. But it could be. It just, I don't know that the third lane will be competitive. if that makes sense. You kind of get shoved in there three wide. You're going to try to be getting maybe. Who knows? You never know. So it's going to be crazy.
Any final questions? All right. Thanks, Martin. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.